Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
This is Courtney from LA. Hello, everyone. That sounded very hello. This was like me and my like Siggy Flicker like overnight retreat. Like, hello, I'm handling you all with kid gloves right now. I'm sorry. I don't know why I did that.
Whenever I hear hello,
you think it's Catherine Dennis?
I'm in California.
Adele's twin.
I got it, girl.
How's your week?
No. Tell us about your Sunday night.
You guys, this is like...
Wait, literally, Courtney, she texts me and it's like 7 o'clock on Sunday. She's like...
First off, I was an hour ahead. I was in Denver this past weekend.
She was like, Mary, oh my God, you'll never believe who I'm with.
Okay, so let me just let's clarify what. So I went this weekend to Denver. I'm a huge Patriots fan, as you all know. And they were playing the Broncos on Sunday Night Football. So I went and I brought three of my friends to go to the game. So one of my friends has
thanks for the invite.
Well, God, don't even get me started on that. So, so one of my friends has like her family's like well connected within the Broncos. And so we went up to their suite during halftime, which we've done before. And it's great. This time I had drank just a little bit more than last time. And by a little bit more, I'm pretty sure that before we left the bar to walk into the game, I had had 3 to 4 shots on top of all the alcohol I'd already drank. So
what kind of shot?
There was a tequila, there was a vodka, and there was a fireball. There was like a lot of mixture. Because what happened was we met up with some people that we knew there. So everybody kept ordering different drinks from a different waitress. And then It was just like, you know, there's sober kids in Africa, so you have to drink.
Totally.
So anyway, so we like walk into this suite. And like last time I was there, have you ever watched Wags on E?
Yes.
Okay, so last time I went up to the suite, Barbie was there.
No. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, who are you going to find this time? Well, I hit the mother load. And I walk in and I'm like, oh my God, it's Real Housewife from Orange County. It's Megan. It's Megan. It's Megan. Oh my God, it's Megan. It's Megan. Megan and Jimmy were there. No Aspen. No baby Aspen. But they were, I mean, this is why I don't want to meet these people in real life, because they're actually lovely.
Okay. Yeah. I'd love to hear that. I was like, oh my God, I'm dying. You literally made a picture with her head on a giraffe 5 days ago. And now you're in the same little space with her. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Like, I mean, we were like 10 feet. Like, okay, those that saw the Instagram story, like I was literally creeping on her in the Instagram story and she caught me. She caught me.
You're sending them me. Like these photos and pictures, I was like, Courtney, she can hear you. I'm like, clearly you're wasted. And then you guys, Courtney calls me from the box inside the bathroom. She's like, literally, she FaceTimes me, even though she could have called. She FaceTimes me. She's on the toilet peeing. What do I do? What do I do? I'm like, she can hear you. You're just in the bathroom inside the same box.
It was very loud. It was loud. It was fine. And then when she was like, it was one of those things where I was like, I don't want to say anything because at this point, like, I think that some of them like know who we are, not who we personally are, but have heard of our page.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And so it's like kind of an awkward situation, right? Cause I don't want to, exactly like you said, I don't want to be like, hey Megan, 5 days ago I put your head on a giraffe and I made your family Christmas card. Like, what do you say, you know? So I'm like, I can't say anything. So my friend finally was like, she's leaving. You better go up to her. So I'm like, no, I can't. No, I can't. She's like, yes, you can. I'm like, okay, fine. I'm like, Megan! And I was like, Megan, I, like, love you. I don't even love her, but now I love her.
Right,
like,
right.
I love you. Like, you were the voice of reason this season on OC. And she's like, oh, my God, thank you. And she's like, I don't know if I'm going to return next season. So this is the funny part. So people, when they were talking to her in the suite, mind you, she's sitting there. Jim's sitting, like, right behind her. And he's, like, lovingly, like, cuddling up to her. He, like, very cute. Like, okay. I didn't know if they were actually in love with each other, but I think that they're definitely in love. Like, it's not the Jim we see on the show.
Okay, I like
so
that.
So people kept asking her, like, what she does. And she's like, oh, I'm on a reality TV show. She would not say Real Housewives of Orange County. She, like, refused to say that. And people would be like, oh, okay. She's like, yeah, it's a reality. I'm on a reality show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so then, obviously, because I was very intoxicated, I go, all right, I got a pitch for you. She's like, okay, let me hear it. I go, you need to move back to St. Louis. I said, the OC is not right for you. These ladies are too old. You need more people your age. You need to go back to St. Louis. You gather up all your friends there, and you're going to be the new Real Housewives of St. Louis franchise. It's like the Wags, who are, like, you know, our age, but better.
Yes. And she's like, what'd she say?
She's like, she's like, you think? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, I don't know. She's like, my friends are too nice, I think. And I'm like, no. This is going to be great. I'm like, don't worry. I'll text Andy.
Did you really say that?
I swear. And she just laughed and I was like, okay, bye.
And then, okay, so then we post the photo on Instagram. We do not tag her.
No and tagging, not even, I don't even think we tagged like Real Houses of Orange County. I think it was like, the tag was like hashtag giraffe sighting.
No, I made that and my sister was like, take down giraffe sighting. I was like, no, we didn't tag her. She's not going to find this photo. She found it within 10 minutes.
Within 10 minutes. How do you think she found that? Do you think she was a friend who sent it to her?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe that was it. And then she commented and was like, giraffe sighting, ha, ha, ha. Like, lovely to meet you.
Yeah, and I was like, she was seriously, though, so nice, which is like, okay, great. I'm still, she's been fine this season. It's just, you know, when you, like, talk so much crap about it, then you, like, you see them in the wild and you're like, oh, shit.
Just a giraffe in her natural habitat.
In her natural habitat.
In a box.
She's also
football game.
Gorgeous.
She's like done, flawless skin.
Like flawless. She just was like beautiful. Her hair is like this bleach blonde color, which really works on her now. Mm. I was
definitely
like,
taller than Jimmy.
She's definitely taller than Jimmy. But they were really cute and they were just so sweet. And I was like, I gotta curb my alcoholism. That's the moral of the story.
Did you talk about baby Aspen?
No. I mean, I could have at that point. I honestly don't know. It's all, I just remember pitching the franchise. And being a creep.
Was she drinking?
Yes.
What was she drinking?
I don't know. I have no idea. I think I
remember.
Courtney,
you're the worst spy I've ever had. This is Detective Megan King Edmonds would be disappointed in your creeping stalking skills. No, that's what we put.
That's the caption.
In the caption.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, but it was great. It was fine.
That's fun that you run a Real Housewives presence. Good for you.
Yeah, you know, I really worked hard for that.
You did. You did. We also, we had some other contact with some people this week named Brianna and Ryan.
Oh, my God. I can't tell if they think that we're, like, are we, like, their friends? Are we, like, their online friends?
They DM us like you wouldn't believe.
Like, okay, you guys, like, I'll be out and I'll be doing something and, like, these notifications will pop up on my phone. Like, just, like, boom, boom, boom from, like, Ryan or from Culberson or Brianna Culberson. And I will just text Mary and I won't even read the conversation. I'll just laugh because I see their side of the conversation.
Because I write back.
Yeah,
because
you write back. And I'll just be like, I'm dying right now. This conversation is so silly.
So the scoop is... Mm-hmm. That Ryan said that they might put OC on hold for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And Vicky's afraid she's not going to get asked back.
Yeah, that she always gets like this at the end of the season.
Yes. And then we did a little poll of our own.
Oh, yep. This is right. Yeah. So we did another round of Would You Rather. And it's actually not Would You Rather as much as it's just Which One?
Yeah.
That's what we should rename it to.
Which one? Which one would you rather go to the Quiet Woman with? Kelly Godd or Shannon Bedore? People are like, it's Kelly Godd. We're like, no, bitches. It's Kelly Godd.
Yeah. And I think that people didn't understand either that we spelled Bedore wrong because she's our bae. Door. Yeah, like I'm into Shannon these days,
but
she's like, I'm Shannon, I'm a bae.
I think I would have gone well, yeah, what Shannon am I getting? First season Shannon or this season Shannon, or Shannon right now?
It's your choice.
They're both single I think right
yeah
now. I
yeah.
think it has to be present.
I think I'm choosing Shannon.
I actually do too.
Yeah.
But majority, 58% to 42%,
yeah.
Pick Kelly Godd.
Yeah. You know what? I think Kelly Godd would be fun with a group.
I'd be scared Kelly Godd would say something too below the belt and then I'd cry the rest of the meal. I won't eat anymore. Okay, sorry. Sorry. I like carbs.
I like that they have a friendship now. There's like these articles that are like, Kelly and Shannon are really leaning on each other.
At the Quiet Woman.
Yeah, at the Quiet Woman. Okay, I'm into that. Okay, so then we ask, who should be the one to leave the OC?
This is why Brianna started.
Yeah.
She's like, I accidentally voted for Tamara, but
no,
I voted for my mom.
Yeah.
Because it was to leave. And People, 57%
don't agree.
Say they want Vicky to leave.
Nope, I'm not into that.
43% think Tamara. However, I think that's pretty, you know, not that far apart.
Yeah, I agree.
So maybe they both need to go.
But no, then Vicky can't go.
I was talking to her. I was like, okay, Brianna, I want Gina Keo back. Yeah. And I want her daughter. Where's Shane? You know, Shane was hot. And I also want Tammy Knickerbocker.
Yeah, she was a fan of it.
And she goes, Tammy's crazy. That could work.
She was into your whole pitching of the new cast. We said that we wanted her to be a housewife, but she's too private. She wants to be in her sweatpants, and she wants to have her hair up in a messy bun. And Brianna's like our type of people.
It's like, Brianna, is that me right now? Yes, in a robe and Uggs, and I have the heater on. Yeah. And it's lovely.
Yeah, I mean, I just have the robe part. But my robe is by Uggs, so I feel like that counts.
Ooh, snap that.
Yeah, I feel like that counts. Okay, the next one, this is like a no-brainer, but I just thought it would be kind of fun. Kenya's marriage is fake or so real it hurts. 84% of you said fake. But now she's trying to do IVF in the Bahamas.
Yeah, which I thought was interesting. It must be cheaper to do it there.
Or fake.
Oh.
I don't understand. Like, I don't. Her husband. My husband. Husband. I was like,
how old is she?
Is Kenya? Mm-hmm. Young 40s? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the next one.
I think she's going there because it's cheaper.
Maybe.
You go anywhere, you can get all these procedures done.
Kenya is 46 years old.
Oh, okay, yeah, so she would need IVF. Okay.
Portia is 36. She's that much younger than everybody.
I believe that.
Can I read you the ages of everyone? I feel like this is like fascinating to me.
Sure.
Okay, Kenya's 46. Portia's 36. Cynthia is 50, as we had a 50-cent party.
Those timeless cheekbones.
Mm-hmm. Nene is 49.
Oh, God. Can you imagine her 50th?
She's going to be like, bloop.
Fabulous girl. Honey, honey. Yeah.
Like, what did she say? You look like a low rent monkey with a wig on. What did she say to Kim?
I don't know.
Phaedra is 44. Candy is 41. I don't know why I thought Candy was maybe older. Kim is 39, but I don't believe that.
Kim who?
Kim Zolciak.
No, they've both had babies like recently.
Yeah. Kim is like 90. She just gets a lot of work done. And then Sheree is 47. They all look, you know what? Props to all of them because they all look great.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, back to our polls.
Someone that doesn't look great, Mark Duber, the goober. Who does Mark hate more? Leanne, his wife?
No, Leanne Locken.
I mean, Leanne Locken, sorry.
What?
When you made this, I guess I didn't raid Leanne. I thought I like literally just thought it was his wife or his daughter. Yeah. That would have been a way better question.
Sorry. I don't think he hates his wife, though. I think he hates Leanne. Leanne or his daughter? 52% of you said he hates his daughter more.
It's like so bad. I love how Andy like was like, so a lot of viewers are asking like, do you hate your daughter?
And he's like, I flew with her here. It's like, who else was gonna fly with her? The nanny?
Well,
like,
thanks for doing your due diligence. Her.
Mary, good one. Okay, next one. You have to wait. Who did you decide? Does he hate his daughter or Leanne?
His daughter,
for sure. We're with the majority on this one. Okay, eliminate one of these franchises. New Jersey or Atlanta?
Atlanta is the highest rated franchise of all time. Always has been. I wonder what the next one is. I would guess New York. Maybe Beverly Hills.
Interesting. Great question.
You can look that up.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, so... 58% said Atlanta, which I have found to be rather boring this season.
You think that Atlanta's boring?
Yes, the two episodes I've watched. And then New Jersey has 42, but New Jersey has my heart. Nono and Teresa.
Nono.
Yeah.
Aww.
Like they have my heart. I'm really loving Jersey this season.
So I'll tell you. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Real Housewives of Atlanta is the top. Beverly Hills, second. Okay.
New York,
Dallas?
Third.
Dallas? Oh, wait. This is all wrong. Just ignore this. It says,
okay.
There's no way that New York City, that Dallas is higher than New York City.
No, but I did hear today they're getting picked up for a third season. And
are they recasting?
Yeah. Just, I bet they get rid of Cameron and get another new girl.
But you know what? I'm into Cameron. Like, I'm into the, I like the cast. We'll get into it more when we talk about them, but I like the cast as it is.
I don't like Cameron. Cameron can go. But I felt like at that reunion, like, Andy was trying to make Deandra the matriarch and the, like,
Deandra's like the Dorinda. Housewife. Oh, interesting.
No.
Like, he's trying to class it up with Deandra?
Almost like a Bethany.
Ooh.
Like a all hail, like, whatever Deandra says goes.
Like, well, and because Deandra's what Dallas stands for, right? She's, like, society. Mm-hmm. She's got money. And she's, like,
level-headed.
Yeah, exactly. So she's, like, she's
like
perfect.
Rihanna. She's got the level head.
Yeah, but so she's perfect to cast around. Because you can keep Leanne because she's batshit.
And she's friends with Deandra.
Well, right. But, like, I'm saying, yeah. And so I think that they are, like, trying. Yeah, that's smart. I bet they're trying to build a show around her. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Who do you think gets eliminated then?
Cameron.
Just Cameron? Everybody else comes back?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
They've got a powerhouse on that Stephanie, Carrie, Brandy couch.
That threesome?
Yeah. And okay. Then they just need one more for Leanne and Deandra. I heard they're like going to do a runway show this week, and Deandra and Leanne are going to it. And so I think they'll pick someone up out of this event.
Interesting.
I got a tip, guys.
Yeah.
This person I know.
Uh-huh.
No. Okay. This person I know.
Like, spit it out.
She, like, actually filmed for a, like, it was going to be called, like, Power Moms of San Francisco or something like that.
Ooh.
Real Housewife-esque. But she's like, yeah, what they do is they put you at these events. Mm-hmm. And then they try to pick out people at these events that would be good on camera, like, and have interesting lives and, like, see how they interact with other women at these types of events.
So everybody there is, like, trying to show their best foot, like, put their best foot forward.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. I think, what would your tactic be then? If you were doing it.
Actually, her tactic, she got totally fed up and left the event, and they ran after her. Kind of interesting.
I need to have a talk with her.
No problem.
How are we going to get on our own show?
This is the lady I was talking to you about.
No,
yesterday
I know.
Over text.
I know who you're talking about. Okay, so going back to this is very interesting stuff. Maybe we should interview her.
Oh, yeah.
For how... We'll figure out how to do that one day. Anyways, okay, so you're eliminating New Jersey, you're eliminating Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Okay. I would get rid of New Jersey, to be honest. Like, this season's good, and Margaret's saving it, but, like, that this season, this franchise should have been canceled, like, seasons ago.
It's not, I don't really think of it as, like, a Real Housewives show.
More like a family.
I don't consider it a part of the franchise. It's kind of like a spinoff.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. So speaking of, what is smaller? Is it Teresa's forehead or is it Dolores's brain?
I would say Teresa's forehead.
Teresa's forehead for sure.
62% agree.
Someone once told me that my forehead was like the same size as Teresa's.
Wait, you know why they call it a forehead?
No, it's absolutely not why they call it a forehead.
You guys,
it's the wrong spelling of four. You're a teacher.
This is why they call it a forehead, because you can put four. You should be able to put between your hairline and your eyebrows, four fingers up. I can do it. Forehead. Yep. Courtney, do it.
I have a 2.5 head.
You know, not every day can be a winner.
But that's not why it's called a forehead, considering it's spelled completely different. Anyway, 62% of you agreed with us. Teresa's forehead is smaller. Our last question.
This was inmate edition. I thought of this one, guys.
Clink, clink.
Who is dropping the soap? Juicy Joe Giudice? Juicy Joe Giudice? Or no, Apollo?
I think Juicy Joe is.
Oh, I know. I don't think he'd get down with that. He's like too macho.
I think he's Italian, like, but he's Catholic. Got four daughters. Like, I think he has like a side to him that's like feminine. No, he just wants somebody to cuddle. And I remember he could do the splits.
Oh my god,
I have to find a picture. Well, there's like this like an old episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey where Teresa is just talking to Joe and he's on some machine in their room, like some workout machine, just in the splits position. While she's talking to him, and it's like completely normal. Remember, he knocked his tooth out when he was like hammered in an episode, and he was like doing the splits or something.
Remember when he was talking to a mistress on camera in Napa and was calling
his
wife
a fucking cunt.
See you next Tuesday. Like, get away from me, tree! I'm talking to my mistress. You fucking cunt. Like, that's how it went down, and she was just like, okay, la, la, la.
No, she's like, no, there's a language barrier because he's ESL. He didn't mean that. Okay, so you're going
tree,
up.
Tree.
So you're going tree. Apollo?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going Juicy Joe. The majority, 58%, said no, Apollo.
Yes.
Okay, moving on. Today, the Beverly Hills trailer was released. What'd you think?
I love watching them because they're real rich people. Like, they're really, really rich. Not like right. You see fake rich.
Right.
You know, it's diamonds and rosé. Mm-hmm. But I'm concerned because, you know, I'm Team Rena. And I'm concerned she's not going to have any allies or friends. And somebody is calling her a schizophrenic.
Well, I mean, she did call people having
Munchausen. Or did they call her bipolar?
No, schizophrenic. I think you're right.
What did they say? Yeah,
schizophrenic. Okay. But it looks like everybody hates the new girl.
Yeah.
What do you feel about I'm really actually into the Dory and Erica friendship.
I'm really into Doritos. I think she's fun to watch. She's
like, Erica, would you like to do some coke in the bathroom? She's like, PK, could you get Boy George and could you get the coke for the bathroom? Jagger, mommy needs to have some bug shug. Go upstairs.
And then Lorena's like, did you do coke in the bathroom?
And not invite me again?
Lisa Renna's like, you can blow lines off my big lips. I'll just pucker them up. Okay.
Remember the dinner party
put a
from...
Put a straw.
Remember the dinner party from hell? Mm-hmm. And like Taylor and Kim start fighting. And yeah. He will never emotionally fulfill you. Know that. But so Kim goes to Taylor. And she's like, why don't you go blow your lips up some more? That line always sticks with me. It's so good.
Yeah, wait, you guys, we have an idea. And we're going to do a throwback episode on Sunday. I'm not sure franchise. I kind of just seen like a Beverly Hills throwback.
Should we do the dinner party from hell?
Yes, and we were going to do a live.
Oh, yes, that's great. Great, yes.
Live Instagram.
At like 6 p.m. our time?
Okay.
Okay. We'll confirm the time and we'll put it on our story, but probably it'll be 6 p.m. West Coast time. And we'll just like chat for like 20 minutes. So if you guys want to participate in that, definitely watch.
Just get on Instagram Live.
Watch the dinner party from hell. I believe it's season one. when with the morally corrupt Faye Resnick.
Yes. Once again, another person connected with O.J. Simpson. Okay. And the Kardashians.
Yeah, let me see if I can find what season it is. Okay, so it's episode number 9. So season Great. 1, episode 9. So we'll talk about that and we'll do a live so that we can all like discuss Housewives. It'll be super fun. And then we'll put the time for sure on our story, but plan around like 6 p.m. West Coast, 9 p.m. East Coast.
Because we're not going to pod next week, but we'll just live yes. story what we're watching.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving and I'm actually going to New Orleans. Stassi. I'm going to Stassi's hometown.
Totally.
I DM'd her.
Oh, you did? Were you like, what's that place that you brought the girls?
Galatoire's.
Yes.
I said, help. I'm going to New Orleans and need your advice. She
no
has,
response.
Well, you know, she's busy. She's probably flying.
Has she seen it?
No. Cool. No, she hasn't even seen it. So it's fine. We're good. We're fine. But, yeah, and then you're going to be around, but you're busy. Family, a lot of family stuff.
Yeah, and they'll, like, just, like, they, like, get embarrassed that I watch these types of shows. I'm like, sorry, I'm being myself.
Yeah, sorry for who I am as a person.
Yeah.
But, okay. And then before we, like, launch in, let's just quickly do our reviews.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to read one from NanaTez77. This is just short, simple, but to the point, which is what you guys can also do if you haven't left us a review yet. Love it, period. 5 stars. These two judgy girls tell it like it is, period.
Cool.
That's what we need. If you guys don't know how to, it's on our story right now, how to write a review.
Okay, this one says hilarious. 5 stars. Obviously, it's by C. Borica?
What is C. Bork?
Bork
89.
I'm guessing they were born in 1989. Absolutely hilarious. I stumbled upon the two judgy girls through Instagram and then saw they also had a podcast and was instantly hooked. I literally look forward to Fridays when I can hear their funny Bravo commentary on each week's Housewives episodes and roll on the floor funny impersonations they do. The hungry Shannon is my favorite.
I'm starving!
An absolute must to listen to. 5 stars.
Thank you, guys. If you guys want to hear your name on our podcast, leave us an effing review. But 5 stars only.
Yeah.
5 stars only. Okay. I feel like we've done enough of our small talk. Let's move on.
Okay, let's...
We've done our appetizers. Let's move on to the entrees.
Okay, we're going to New Jersey.
New Jersey first? Okay, let's do some New Jersey. What'd you think?
I really enjoyed this episode. And God bless the powerhouse and pigtails. Marge!
Marge is everything. I'm so sick. I'm just so sick of Siggy. Like, it's not even fun.
No, it's fun. It's fun to watch.
I feel like she's also playing it up, though. Like, okay, that scene where she had her big ice cream... When Dolores came over, she's like, I don't know why I'm eating like this. She's like, are you an anxiety eater? Like, what's going on? She's like, whipped cream, ice cream, chocolate sauce.
Dolores is like, don't eat this. You'll regret it. And I was like, oh my God. If my friend told me that, I'd be like, I'm fucking eating this. Leave me alone. My name's Shannon Bedore. I'll fucking eat whatever I want.
It's not my fucking plate. It's my bowl.
Yeah.
But it just was like
cream. It's just whipped cream. It's cream.
See, David? See, David? I'll take it out. I just want to taste it. See?
I got the Hershey's. Hershey's is not fat.
Yeah. Okay. So then what? Okay. Here's my problem. Like, I want to really like Dolores because I feel like she's legit, but she's coming off very intense.
No, oh my God. I was Team Dolores this week.
You were. I thought she was very mean to Danielle.
Oh my God. No, I loved it. I loved it so much. Okay, so let's just talk about the team meetup.
Okay.
First. So Dolores and Teresa, they meet up for like a lunch. Mm-hmm. And Dolores says that Danielle's on drugs. Mm-hmm. And Teresa's like, I don't know, because she does yoga.
Because it's one or the other.
Yeah, like
Can't do both.
I'm like, literally, doesn't every single person that does yoga smoke pot? I thought that's like hand in hand.
I think that's also a stereotype.
Oh, okay.
But, you know.
I was a sociology major, and that's like the major is about stereotyping people.
You were a sociology major? This is shocking to me.
Do you know why I was a sociology major?
Oh, no. Why?
Because literally by your senior year in college, you have to pick a major.
And you did whatever you had most credits for.
Yeah, I was like, all right. I'm like, how can I graduate in 4 years and pick a major my senior year? I was like, oh my God, the whole basketball team's in this major. I might as well do it too. It's gotta be easy.
Oh, that's amazing.
Hey, guys,
molding the minds of young men and women every day.
Graduated San Diego State, Dean's List, baby. Boop, boop.
You and the basketball team.
Yeah, you got to work the system.
Was it Deanie Babies from The Bachelor? Deanie Babies list?
What? What's his list?
Because his name's Dean. That joke didn't work. Moving on. We're on the Dean's list, Mary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow. That was taking it to the next level. Okay, anyways, getting back to this.
Yeah,
so Teresa...
So Teresa's not defending Dolores. She's not. Dolores doesn't feel like she's defending her. And then, like, Teresa's like somehow insinuates like Dolores is saying that like Joe cheated on her.
Yes, which and I was like, really interesting.
I think Teresa's looking like she wants to be like, actually tell me he's cheating on me because I'm actually doing the lawyer.
Yeah.
So
right.
So this
she wants
good.
An out. She wants an easy out.
She wants an easy out. And Dolores is like, no. But like, if my husband treated me like that. And I was like, don't go down that line. Don't go down that line.
I can handle my husband.
Yeah. And then she ends saying that she believes Dolores over Danielle.
Yes, which she should. Danielle's freaking crazy. She's been 19, engaged 19 goddamn times.
Okay, so the main thing of this whole episode is Siggy's doing an overnight retreat. And it's like also like, I don't want to be taking any advice from her.
Well, much to the despise of her husband.
Well, Michael Campanello, he'll like it. He doesn't like
it. He's pissed about it.
Mary, where are you going right now?
I just turned off my heat. It got hot.
Oh. Okay, so she's like, all the girls are kind of talking about being invited to this. Did you hear the thing that Melissa said about Joe Gorga?
No.
Okay, so she said, like, when his daughter was born, that he got hives all over his body. And then he's like, I can't believe she has one of those, referring to a vagina. And I was like, what?
Hey, that creeped. I can't even touch on that. I was creeped out.
Yeah, it was very weird. And then I was like, didn't you lose your virginity at age 9? Didn't he say that?
Yeah, it was something weird.
And, like, Teresa walked in on it and was like, I'm going to tell no-no on you.
Oh, my God.
Very young. Okay. So, on their way to the retreat, they talk about this Instagram post that Siggy posted. Could you just click on that link?
Wait, Margaret is, like, so funny, though. She's like, I don't know. Like, is this girl going to kill me? Like, she's just, like, very honest. She's like, did you guys see that Instagram post? Like,
did you click on the post?
Well, they showed it, yeah.
Okay, so she goes, can I just read it to you?
Yeah, sure can.
My name is Sigillet, translating from Hebrew to English as a violet. This flower symbolizes a mind possessed by love in a world full of weeds where it feels like breaking news of violence, hate, and bullying is constant. We need more violets to fill out the meadows. Make no mistake, I may be passionate about love, but I am no shrinking violet. I am always going to stand up for what I believe in and for what I know is right. And if this is happening to you in your life, I encourage you to not live in fear and stand tall and strong for what you are passionate about. Never fear rejection, for it is protection. And then it's her.
Write your own fairy tale.
And then it's her head on a body that is like a bow and arrow. It is Jessica Biel's body from the Blade Trinity movie poster.
Photoshopped on.
She photoshopped her head on Jessica Biel's body. I think we should post that tomorrow. Just a little side by. A little side by just so that people can see.
I totally agree. Hashtag know your worth.
No.
The way that she says it, know your worth.
Let's get naked. That was big.
Let's get raw.
What did you think about their presentation?
I would have fucking killed myself if I was at that. I hate that.
That was so boring.
I hate empowerment.
It's also like, I feel like they're just like, did you watch Real Housewives of New Zealand show? The New Zealand one? Okay, there's this one, this girl called Angela Stone, and she wrote a book about how staying real. Like, I just want you all to feel like you're a real girl. Like, my book's like staying real. And it just was like all these like euphemisms of like, if you can reach the cloud, jump on it. You know, like super things like right. that where it's like, you know, being a woman is not a negative thing. It's like, whoa, man, you can do it. Like, you know, just like dumb shit.
Nothing they said was like thought provoking or anything different from what you've ever heard from any kind of speech.
Right. It's nothing. She's not, they're not bringing anything new.
No.
And so
they're actually just repeating the same things that people have said for years.
Yeah, I agree.
They basically went to a Tony Robbins show.
Yes.
And just started quoting them.
They just, yeah, they basically taped his session and then they just repeated it and memorized it.
Yeah.
Okay. But then Siggy starts calling Marge out. And I was like, you do not call Marge out in front of a group of people.
Poor Marge, though. Like,
fuck that.
She's just, like, having her pastry and coffee.
Yeah, she's just like, are they talking about me? The powerhouse and pigtails?
You have the right to stand up to that person and say, fuck you. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, I was like, I think this seminar is taking a turn for the worse right now. Like, those pellets need to be injected back into her butt. But so then she's like, I'm offended because I was called all different kinds of names as a kid. What were those names,
you
Mary?
Called me Soggy.
She's like, Ziggy Squiggy, Siggy the Sea Monster, Cigarette. I was like, I'd actually kind of love if my name was close that you could call me Cigarette. I think it'd be cool. I'd be like, yeah, I'm like a cigarette. I'll burn ya. And I'll give you lung cancer.
They have these new things like called like, not e-cigarettes, but like Juuls or something.
I don't know.
That's what the kids are doing, I heard.
Oh, the kids are all doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they doing it in back? They better not be huffing back alleys too.
It's something like that. I don't
Interesting.
Know.
Interesting.
These high school kids.
Ugh, kids.
I try to keep in touch.
Yeah. I get it. But so basically, the whole episode really culminates on day two. Oh, this is actually something that bothers me before we get there. What pissed me off is when they after.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it.
And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Way products for years. It's OUAI, and they just launched something new. It's the anti-frizz cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, you know, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Way. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free. With Way, you can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
After the seminar, when they went in and they had like all of Siggy's like paraphernalia, that she had a shirt that said Soggy Flicker. And I'm like, you're not allowed to act like you're offended by it and then try to make money off of it.
Totally.
It pissed me off so much.
And she didn't even know it was going to, like, be a thing yet.
Yeah, I find Siggy so annoying. So then, okay, day two, then they're doing, like, some, like, why are you mad at each other? Let's role play, because this should end well.
Wait, but also, God bless Marge.
I agree.
Margaret, for sleeping in the same freaking hotel room as them. Like,
I would be like making a scene, but I also have a flair for the dramatics.
I would have been scared.
Yeah.
I would have been scared it was a setup.
Yeah.
But it didn't. Well, and then also we saw Danielle and Teresa have a little chat.
Oh, yeah.
And we have to talk about the dinner table.
Okay. So forgot about all this.
Danielle and Teresa chat. And she's like, well, you know, like, I've been friends with Dolores. Like, I'm going to believe Dolores. And Danielle's like, don't.
Yeah.
And she's like, Well, by the way, Danielle, she said that she thinks you're on drugs. Just like slide that in, you know?
Yeah. She's like, but I told her you do yoga, so cleared that one up.
Yeah, so like it's only weed. So and then so Danielle sits down at the table and is like, I feel like it's gonna be like this epic showdown. Danielle's like, I heard you said that I do drugs. Mm-hmm. And then like literally Dolores mid bite. Like that was the best part about it. She barely even acknowledged, like, yeah, so do you?
Like while just eating like, her calamari, yeah, or whatever. Like,
fuck yeah, I did. And I'm eating a buffalo wing and I'm gonna and I'm going to enjoy it and you can say or not.
Yep. She was yeah, that was pretty funny.
I loved it.
Yeah, and then I felt bad for Danielle because she was like, she and Dolores like, yeah, when she's like, what are you gonna do about it? She's like, nothing.
I know. I
was like, what the fuck? I was like, you're not gonna bring your book out? Slam it on the table? Okay.
Well, it looks like it gets pretty tumultuous later in the season.
Yeah, there is some like where she starts going crazy and I'm like, this is what I've been waiting for.
Right. So basically the retreat, they go and they're like, so now find someone on this retreat that you're angry with and confront them. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And also this retreat's not going to work in their outside life or like for real life, because it's like these people, they're going to be like the like women loners by themselves. Like, why would you confront someone?
Also, why would you be doing that anyways? It's not like good promotion in the sense. Like, no, I'm not into that. But no, it was really just a setup so that we could see Marge's crop top tank turtleneck.
No, it was really just to see the Academy Award performance she gave Soggy Slicker.
Did you want to go into it?
Iconic. Well, just basically she just reenacts Soggy Slicker crying over a cake.
Soggy Slicker. You love Soggy Slicker.
I keep on calling her Soggy Slicker instead of Siggy Flicker.
Soggy Slicker, though. Soggy Slicker makes me think of, like, a rain jacket gone wrong.
It's like, I know what you did last summer.
Yeah.
But
yeah, and but then it ends weirdly, though, of her just doing that. I'm like, there must be more.
Yes, we're just going to start right back at the retreat. And then, like, I love when Teresa and Melissa are laughing together. Like,
oh, they're cracking up. And you could just see, like, Dolores wants to laugh, but she's like, I have loyalty.
Look it up in the dictionary and you'll find me.
My picture.
Literally, a third grader does. And then I'm like, I got rid of the dictionaries.
But there's not even photos in the dictionary. I have my Webster's dictionary right here. It's a fourth edition.
Well, the kids' kind.
The kids' kind has pictures. So she's literally talking about a kids' dictionary.
Yeah. Look it up.
Oh, God. Okay, let's move into Atlanta. Yeah, let's just make our way from East Coast to West Coast.
I was disappointed.
I just don't know, like, what did Cynthia sign up for? Why is she doing a bath scene? Who she thinks she is, Tamara? Like, did they want us to think that she was, like, rubbing one out? Like, what was happening?
No. Oh, my God. When Tamara and Eddie, that sexual scene. He was proving he wasn't gay.
The best was when he just, like, chugged his wine, though, before he got in there. Oh, man. Memories, you know?
Memories from the corner of my mind. Misty water memories. Okay. So, wait, and also Nene just wasn't in the entire episode.
So, okay. So then I looked into this because I was like, where the hell is Nene? Mm-hmm. So the party from last week was actually taped after this episode. So basically they threw Nene into the premiere. And then they had, gotcha. because she signed late when the season had already started.
Right, like Megan King Edmonds kept.
Right. But, you know, that Nene's more of a star than MKE.
Got it.
Even though we would love for MKE to hold that center orange. Just kidding. Right. She's always going to be a side, and that's okay. She's pretty.
Right.
But okay. Back to Cynthia.
Don't and her blind date?
What was that? But don't give me a bathtub scene. And then what is this blind date with this 29-year-old?
That blindfolds me? I would be so horrified. I'd be like, that's it. Scott Peterson found me.
You just love to drop in Scott Peterson anytime you can. You love him so much. You love him so much.
The guy's like, do you trust me?
She's like, bitch, I just met you. What you mean?
And then it was like, it's a surprise photo shoot. I'd be like, fuck this. This is awful.
It's like, okay. Like, when I do hair and people ask me, like, hey, do you, like, want to do my hair, like, outside of, like, you know, work hours or whatever? I'm like, no. Like, since modeling's her job. Like, no, she doesn't want to do it. So I think he's an aspiring photographer and he wants to build his portfolio. So he's using Cynthia to get exposure. But the only reason I think she, like, was agreeing to, like, I trust you, she's like, thank God the camera crew's here.
Wait. But also, I mean, that guy, God bless him, he went so over the top. I would be – someone did that to me, I'd be so horrified and think there's something wrong with them and leave.
Well, yeah, but we're not normal.
Then thank God I have – that's why I have so many boyfriends.
Right. That's why we go on if so someone, many dates.
If someone ever does anything nice for me, I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
But you can be so mean to me and I'll like you.
Well, right. My life is a third grade mentality always. Pull my hair so I know you like me. Like, what if I just tell you I like you? I'm like, oh, God, you're such a pushover. Like, oh, my God, stop being attractive and telling me what I want to hear. Like, ugh.
This is so boring.
Swipe left. Or is that swipe right? I'm really bad at the apps. You swipe right. I don't know. Moving on. Okay. Sheree's life coach was named Jack Daniels, and it was not the alcohol.
Right. And that whole scene, them going over also to
Candy's. First off, I was like, why can't we do this in your house? You have a chateau with 1,200 rooms, but right. Your kids are there. Like, so what you're saying is your chateau is a no-no.
But then she also acts like her kids don't know anything.
Like they didn't watch last season.
Like, this is breaking news. I'm like.
Like, you don't think they have Google alerts on themselves or watch last season or know anything?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know how to talk to him. I'm like, is that her storyline?
That's definitely her storyline, and she's going to ride out this.
Who gonna check me, boo? It's like, I think Bob did.
And Bob was vicious, though. Bob, like, that
and
was...
he had a lazy eye. It looked everywhere but where it should be.
He's a big boy.
Yeah,
he's huge
and very unattractive. I think Sheree's really, like, pretty.
He could definitely, like,
dominate her. Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. Okay. So what do you think? So Kenya, we learned a little bit more about Kenya's husband this week, like how they met, Chef Roble. The reason why I think I don't want it to be fake. I want her to be happy. But it's fake,
except
right?
He doesn't want to acknowledge it in the church. He won't come on the show. He won't even live with her. So I don't really know why you call it a marriage.
Okay, the whole thing when she was showing her dogs her wedding dress, and she's like, "What, mommy was so pretty." Like, she, like, wanted to put on her veil. I just was like, "Oh no!" She's like cracking. Like, all of a sudden her eyes are gonna go wide. She's just gonna have, like, mascara running down her face, and she's like, "I love being married." Like a creepy little doll. Like, I can't. She's like, and then she's like, excuse me, I don't want to get divorced. I'm like, you've been married for 1.5 weeks.
I didn't get it at all.
At this point you could be having an annulment.
This episode didn't really, like, kind of,
you feel like it's too jumbled.
Yes, there was no, like, really theme, and then all of a sudden we, like, go to Shimei's bridal shower that played the most uncomfortable games I've ever seen. I would have been so uncomfortable at that bridal shower. The men just shirtless serving them. It was almost like bachelorette party-esque.
What do you mean?
Was it a bachelorette party?
Putting the hot dog wieners. No, it was a shower, but putting the hot dogs into a cup? That's not weird. I actually thought that game was kind of funny.
The wiener in the hole.
I thought that was kind of funny. I wouldn't want to participate in it, but I thought it was good.
Yeah, maybe at a bachelorette party, not documented after 10 drinks, I'd participate.
Okay. So we're never getting our reality show now. I'll text Andy.
Get on that. Get on that.
I have his number. I thought Shamia would have been a wife. Did we talk about this last week? A housewife.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But
going to Kenya, and I'd rather take Shamia over Portia. I think Portia's really dumb and annoying.
Well, I think they're kind of getting the 2-for-1 with them.
Mm. Portia can't go to Africa because she's got a disease.
Like, what is that? She basically doesn't want to pay for first class and so won't go.
Well, so she's like, you know my condition. It's like vasovagal syncope. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? It literally just means, like, I looked it up. I can't remember what it said. But it said, like, there's nothing wrong with you with this.
I bet it's basically that you probably have to wear compression tights on planes.
No, it's not even that. There's literally, it says, like, there's nothing, like, there's no, like, nothing bad comes from it. She just is poor and doesn't want, and thought Bravo would have paid for her first class ticket. Yeah. But Bravo's not taping it.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm guessing.
Gotcha. And then maybe it's like, maybe Portia, instead of wearing your wedding ring as costume jewelry, you could sell it for the ticket to go to Africa.
Yeah. And also, what do you think of with her sister moving into that house?
Who's her friend on the show? Like, who's her ally? She's kind of on the out. So I feel like she's building her own character.
What's her tagline again? It's all about family.
Sister. Yeah. So that's going to be her.
Yeah, because she's got no more Phaedra.
Who's she dating?
An African prince?
No, that's not where to...
Uh-oh. I don't know. Who knows with her? A football player?
Yeah.
A basketball player? I don't know.
Is her first husband gay, like, for real, though?
I don't think he's, like, come out, but I think it's been insinuated.
Okay. I thought it was, like, confirmed.
Maybe he sucked Mark's dick at the roundup.
You get your dick sucked at the roundup. They're just hands.
Speaking of, let's move on to Dallas.
Okay, this reunion was pretty good because Carrie was getting...
But why did we need 20 minutes of Mark?
The Mark montage?
We did not need 20 minutes of him.
No. That Mark montage literally just showed that he was the biggest dick in the world. Yeah. And I also found out that, yes, dear means bitch.
Well, we found that out from David Bedore.
I know, but, like, they literally said that. Yes, dear. And that just means bitch.
Yeah, just like you're an effing bee and I don't like you. Yes, dear.
And then Andy asks, so are you jealous of your baby? And Carrie, like, took that question. Carrie says, Mark just wants to be fulfilled.
First off, she didn't even say fulfilled. I don't know if you caught it. She kept saying fur-filled. She's like, he just wants fulfillment.
Maybe because, like, he wants some
dick in his mouth.
Yeah, some man.
He wants some man meat. He wants some man meat.
I was thinking.
Oh, fur. Yeah. You reached for that one. Our jokes are just not connecting to the other right now. It's not. We're not doing so well today.
It's hard on Thursdays.
It's really hard. It's hard. Just like Mark's dick at the roundup. Oh my God, are you guys still listening? Please don't leave us. Please don't leave us. We still have to go to OC.
Oh God. Okay. So then they're just like, we're not a normal couple. We work together. We live together.
If I have to hear them say, they must have said, we're not your typical all-American couple. So we're all American, but we're not the normal American. But, like, we're just three normal Americans living here. And I'm like, are you guys aliens? Why do you keep saying that?
I don't know.
What do you think of their marriage?
I think it's a sham.
You think it's a sham? So I think she's using him for money.
He is so unattractive.
Remember when I thought he was attractive?
Like, where did you get that idea?
I think I'm just lonely. I don't know. There was, like, one time I just was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, but then I saw his dick were at the roundup and I was like, I'm out.
No, you were like, I could go to the roundup and do that and put a and mustache.
Like, you know what I would say? No, I'd be no. hey, Mark, they're just hands.
You had an idea and you were going to go to the roundup with a mustache on your face.
And ask if you wanted a mustache ride.
Okay. I feel like I'm like in sixth grade right now.
And then just sing him Jewel. My hands are small, I know. But
stop.
Okay. Oh my god, we're going crazy.
We're going
guys, please stick with us. We're continuing. Okay back to it.
So
professional.
Mark says has never been serviced at the roundup. And he says it's not true.
Look how specific he was, though. He just said the roundup. So basically, he's like, no, I've never been serviced at the roundup. But at the gay bar down the street, I stick my dick in that glory hole every Saturday at 12.
No, but then they were also trying the – I loved how, like, Carrie and Mark's tactic was like, well, God, I just can't believe you, like, offend gay people so much. Like, it's not even bad to get a blowjob from another man, but you're trying to make it bad. Yeah, like, that was their argument.
And then Leanne's like, well, Andy, you don't call the gay shark gay as an insult. And Andy, like, just gave this look of, like, why am I being dragged into this? He's like, I'm gay.
I am gay. And then he was like, I literally am going to the roundup. He said that.
Yeah. And I was like, I'll go watch. Not the actual dick sucking, but I'll go watch the foreplay to it. You know, like, the whole thing. Do you think he's broken up with the Brazilian guy?
The Brazilian guy? Oh, Andy?
Andy, yeah. No, not Mark.
I was like, wait, what? Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
You think he's... Wait, what did I ask you? Are they broken up?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm losing it.
Okay. Keep on going.
Okay.
Okay.
So... Stephanie steps in to be like, Mark's actually a great person. One time he sat with my kid at soccer practice. I was like, ugh, who did you guys hire to help you with this?
Yeah. No, I felt like Carrie and Mark were really well rehearsed. Like, they had a PR person talk them through this and, like, how to answer the questions.
Well, was
correctly.
It like when he's like, you guys go to therapy? They're like, therapy comes to us. We're rich. And I was like, okay, so the coach also came to them, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
It just, there's too much Mark. I don't need like half an episode about them because I just don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
And then the whole affair comes up again and they bring up the stepdaughter. That was the whole like Brandy comment about.
Mm-hmm.
Brandy thought she was holding on this secret that Carrie was the mistress, but she's like she was alluding to that. And it's like, no,
I like
that's
when Mark.
True.
I like when Mark was like, you know, Carrie worked for me for years, and when I was going on vacation with my then wife and my kids, the other plastic surgeons told me that she was a great babysitter.
Yeah,
like the whole thing. I was like, what is she? A 15-year-old who's doing it after high school?
Yeah,
like she's just babysitting after. I was like. Yeah, no, she's doing all the plastic surgeons. She's just waiting for which one's going to leave their wife for her.
Yeah.
She had ulterior motives.
Agreed.
And basically, they wouldn't let Leanne get, like, I love Stephanie.
Right.
So it was hard for me when they kept going at Leanne.
Right.
But I still love Stephanie. And Stephanie was hanging out with Stassi in Dallas. Did you
see
that?
Really? Yeah. I kind of love that.
Her, Brandy, and Stassi were hanging out. I commented on Stephanie's photo. I was like, this is a threesome I could get behind.
I love that. I love that.
And she liked it.
And then Brandy was like, I don't see a friendship with Leanne. Mm-hmm. And Leanne was pitching a tent in the land of hope. And she's going to give people a chance.
Well, but here's what. Brandy should not do that. Because if she knows it better... Leanne's the star of the show.
Right. I know, but I also didn't like them saying, like, you know, just, I just really, you know, we just hope that Leanne gets better. Like, had, like, a disease or something.
Yeah, it's called being an asshole.
Yeah.
That's not a disease. It's a way of life. How do I know? Because I'm an asshole.
No, but then Leanne was definitely playing up the victim card, and she was like, I'm my own worst enemy. I'm sorry. I tell people I'll slit their throats. It's just carny talk.
Yeah, when Cameron was like, you guys, when Lance says that, it's just her being a carny. Carnies talk like that. Humans don't. And she's like, do you guys like my high ponytail? It's literally pink. It's from a real pony. It's not. That's what, oh my God, that's what they told me. Oh my, you guys, I'm just kidding because I play stupid.
Okay.
Sorry. I hope she has to come back next season.
She I don't has think
to.
She will.
She has to. Okay, so basically then they did like Rose and Thorn too, which I was like, all right, Bethany. And I was hoping that one of them would say, my husband Tom is my Rose.
Oh my God. Never forget.
Never forget. What do you think Tom's doing right now?
I think he's at the Regency prowling.
Prowling. It's true. It's 118 over there.
Yeah, 118. God, I need to get there.
Wow, you want Tom to pick you up at the Regency? Okay, what?
I would Mary? Go along with that.
Mary,
but like I wouldn't actually hook up with him. I would just like kind of like
for the
bait
story.
Him.
For the story. Oh.
No, I would go to the hotel room.
What? Just to see what it looks like inside?
Yeah, just kind of like, you know, talk about the divorce.
Yeah. Okay, so just you guys all heard it here first. If Mary is at the Regency, she will go home with Tom. She won't do anything. She'll go home with him.
But I wouldn't go to like the Regency hotel room, actually. I'd only go to the penthouse.
The Martha Stewart penthouse?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So
actually, I don't know. It could be kind of creepy. I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
No, you already said yes.
I'm out.
Wait, no, that was a binding contract and you're in for life.
Okay, fine. I'll go.
Also, this is also a side note, but you guys have to look into this. There's this thing. There's like this new sex cult. Well, it's not new. It's just being discovered. And it's called like Nixivum. It's like NXIVM or something like that. And it's like this whole sex cult. And these people that every month, like they have like one guy that they like, that's their like master.
Oh, and God.
And they have it, and every month they have to give some sort of collateral so that they won't run, so that like if they were ever to like expose them, they could send out all this material. So you'd have to send like naked photos or like emails.
So like they're basically like creating blackmail on themselves.
Right, exactly. But okay, it's presented cool. as like this woman empowerment thing. And I don't know if you ever watched Smallville. I didn't, but I know who the actress is. There's this actress named Alex Mack, and she played, like, the Lois Lane love interest or something. And she's, like, one of the, like, masters. She, like, recruits these girls into it.
Oh, this sounds creepy.
I'm so into it, though.
Okay.
Not into joining, into that. And I want you guys to all look it up. New York Times did this great article on it. It's crazy.
That's crazy. Okay, moving on.
I don't know how I got there. I'm sorry. Let's move on to nicer things.
So Stephanie said her Rose was being friends with Brandy and her son. And her Thorn is just the destruction.
Yeah.
The destruction of friendships.
Cameron's is, my Rose is building new friendships. My Thorn is being with people who don't understand boundaries. Sexual chocolate went over the line.
Okay. Deandra, her Rose is her relationship with her mom. And her Thorn is her mom's control.
Mm, it's like a blessing and a curse, that catch 22.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie's Rose is her husband's support. Mm-hmm. The Thorn is the rumors that were started by one Leanne Locken.
He gets his dick sucked out at the round.
I know the boys who did it.
And then Andy literally was like, so do you know the boys that did it? And she's like,
I'm not at liberty to say.
Yeah, maybe.
I'd rather not comment on that.
Yeah.
They're just hands.
Okay.
So sorry.
Leanne.
She's the empty garden.
Hard for her to see her roses because of all the thorns. She's her own thorn. I don't often think much of myself.
They're like, but which is your rose? She's like, it's nice because I don't often think much of myself, so it's nice to have someone who thinks something of you. He likes He likes my hands.
Remember when she said, like, the hands comments, and I literally thought she was talking about hand jobs?
Yes. Maybe that's what
never forget.
And then Brandy's thorn is hurting Carrie and her family. Her rose is Stephanie. Stephanie, do you take
this rose?
I'm just, you know, I'm on to the next season of Dallas. This reunion was underwhelming to me. Like, you know whose reunion's going to be lit and the season sucked?
OC.
That reunion is going to be amazing.
Wait, I also feel like, like I said earlier, Andy's making Deandra the head bitch in charge.
I think you're so right now.
She made her have a closing thought, and she just wants her thought was that she wants to get to know people better and not judge and let the dust settle and come back with a fresh perspective.
Yeah. All hail Deandra.
Okay. Orange County, we'll do it fast.
No. Thanks for eating something.
I just put a Starburst in my mouth.
I can hear it.
Okay.
So
only pink. I only eat pink.
Oh, the pink. You don't like the reds?
I got the all red flavors, but
I eat the
pinks out of the red.
Oh no, you've got to try the tropical punch one. That's the best one out of all of them.
Oh.
Okay, but don't do it now. Yeah. Okay, so basically, this whole thing, all OC was on the King Collection party at the St. Regis,
where Tamara got married. My favorite part of the whole episode was Kelly getting ready and just, like, loving to piss off Michael and making him. She's like, we're taking Uber. No, we're going with Shannon and David in the limo. Watch this, guys. She's like, look, he's not going to go. He's a big asshole.
Okay, I think she was so hammered already.
No, I think she just, like, loves to spite him. Like, she, like, wants to get under his skin. She's like, we're going in this limo now.
So do you think she's, like, pushing him because she wants him to get divorced?
I think she's wanted this divorce for a long time, so she's pushing him away and pushing his buttons to the ultimate max.
Before we even get to that, what did you think of Kelly's mom's makeover from Priv? I'm like, did Bravo invest in Priv?
I thought she looked better. But was that this episode?
Yeah, because I only remember because Kelly was wearing, like, a off-the-shoulder nude long-sleeve top with red pants. And yeah, it, like, threw me off because it was so close to her skin color. That's all. Moving on. Okay. So I think that maybe they both just need jobs. They need to not be around each other all day long. Because
it's two control freaks. But I love how she's like not, she's still quote unquote in recovering and Michael hasn't seen the boobs at all.
Yeah. He's like, she won't let me play with them.
But, like, before the boob surgery, it seemed like they were getting along.
I know. I don't get it. I think this is just for a storyline, because then I also saw, I believe it was on Instagram, I saw this too. Oh, you did? About
him picking her up from the airport?
Yes. He picked her up from the airport with Jolie with roses.
I think, though, he doesn't want to let go of this marriage, and she's just, like, done. She's, like, tired. She doesn't want to fight every day. But I think I think it's hard for him to let go of her.
Okay. I think I like them together when they get along.
Yeah. We don't really know him that well.
We don't.
I think.
We like him because he doesn't want to be around David.
Right. But he stuck up for her at that 70s party.
Yeah, he sticks up for her and he was hot.
Yeah, and, like,
he's a bald guy I can get behind, not Mark. I'll drop Mark for and I'll pick up Michael.
Yeah. I do just remember that 70s party when he stuck behind her and they walked out together and Kelly was acting like psycho.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was you?
Who?
You?
them together tonight. That night was like, this was the pair that we need. Mm-hmm. It's not what we want necessarily, but it's what we need.
Yeah. What else happened? Peggy, David confronts Deco.
Oh, that whole thing was really weird too.
Then Tamara apologized to Deco.
The best though, okay, when Tamara comes up to Deco, David goes, I don't have to be here, do I? And he just walks away because he's like, you can tell David is just like so over it.
Well, I also feel like the producers were like, okay, we need a few things to happen at this party. Mm-hmm. Here's like the goals of the party.
Mm-hmm.
You, Tamara, you need to talk to Deco. David and Deco need to talk. Mm-hmm. I need...
Peggy has to be confronted with everyone.
Yeah. It kind of reminded me of when Vicky had that kind of Christmas or winter theme party. Oh, yeah.
When everyone went off on Gretchen?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. That was Lydia's last season.
Right. But it also didn't work because literally Peggy was like, okay. And then she's just like, when Shannon's getting all riled up, she's like, are you okay? like she's just so non-confrontational in so many ways.
She's like, well, she's like an aggressor, but she's just like, these women, they don't know. They're crazy. They don't know. They don't know.
She's never, you okay? She's never risen her voice to them.
No. She's just like, okay. Because she just plays this card of like, what this mean? What this mean when you get mad? I just asked, do you trust husband? Is that bad? No. UCLA. Go Bruins.
And then Shannon's just like, you're a fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
And then she's like, what you call me? What's a lunatic?
She's like Looney Tunes? Oh, like Bugs Bunny? Oh, cartoon? Oh, funny. And then Lydia's like, oh my God, Shannon, you are like so fun in Ireland. Who knew you'd be my favorite? What's happening? And she's like, Shannon's going fucking crazy again.
Then they do the montage and Shannon's like, you know, people just don't like me at first. Like, nobody likes me when they first meet me. But then they love me.
And the montage of like, it was, who was it? It was like Peggy, or it was Lydia, Heather, Megan. And it was like, oh my God, it's true.
Anybody that's ever been on the show.
Except for Vicky, which actually makes sense because Vicky would like her right away.
Yeah.
Like, if Vicky likes you right away, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So did you think that that David had a mistress in a hotel room at the St. Regis?
No, I thought actually Shannon and David were getting along that night. They even laughed together.
Oh, they were cracking up when she was like, when they were like, you've got a euphemism for everything, Kelly. And she's like, I'm the boss, applesauce. Don't be peanut butter and jelly. And then Kelly takes it up a notch and she's like, don't be KY jelly. And I was like, Kelly, I love you.
And David and Shannon were like, we never used that.
They're like, we just use that if we have to lotion our hands because we don't touch each other. I haven't been intimate in 6 months.
Oh, man.
It's just
sad.
There was also a weird jump though when Tamara was like, I'm going to Sydney's graduation.
I know, and now it's like, oh, Sydney won't talk to you because you talked about her on social media.
Again.
And that's the end of your season.
Like, doesn't she get shut the fuck up, Tamara?
Yeah. It's not working out.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. What were you saying?
I don't know. Nothing important, probably.
Vicky
Peggy apologizes to Shannon, and Shannon's just like, thank you. And then it's just really awkward, and then the party ends.
Yeah, that was the whole thing was like very weird. And then I was like, what is the King Collection?
I know. Actually,
Is it sheets?
That's what I think of when I think of collection.
Like the Countess Collection.
Yeah.
I think they're
at Ross.
I think they might be.
I got it at Ross.
I think they might be candles.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Oh. Okay. So let's do what they said at the end.
Okay. Oh, and then they do. Kelly, like, breaks down about Michael and they haven't slept together.
But I think that's because Kelly was hammered.
Her life like that.
I think she was hammered.
And then Vicky tried to relate it to her. She's like, you have to have sex with him. Like, Don and I stopped having sex because he thought I was untouchable. I'm like, what? Like, what? Untouchable? Like, because you're so great?
She had leprosy. Vicky.
Oh, I know. Untouchable because you were sleeping around and got an STD?
No. With Brooks? Garth Brooks.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, God.
Okay, so the end credits.
Megan is trying for a baby boy.
Lydia's pissed me the fuck off. She made her husband cut his balls off, which must have been so painful because he has no balls now. And now she wants to defrost her eggs to try for a girl. And it's like, that's how things work, right? Like, can they glue his balls back on?
Remember I said that? I said that at the beginning of the season. I was like, they're leading up with this whole de-balling. And
de-balling.
And now they're going to have to reattach the ball.
Oh, no.
Okay, so then it's like, so then they make it like Shannon, the renter, where they were rented from,
sold their house,
sold the house. And then it's like, and David and Shannon moved into separate houses.
Da, da, da.
And then Vicky and Steve bought a vacation house.
Yay. I've also decided that Steve's face is melting off.
Oh, I asked Brianna if he had any sons, and she said two. Mm-hmm. But they're married.
But we didn't ask about if Ryan had any brothers, because...
No,
that's okay. That's okay. So yeah, Peggy's about her, or like, you know, update isn't even about her. It's like, Peggy's kids moved to LA for college. I was like, can Coco play ball in the house still or no?
And then they come home for laundry, food, and money.
And he's like, they come home for Oreo cookie.
They come home in Cruella de Vil car.
Yeah, we get them Uber in Cruella de Vil car. One sit on black side, one sit on white side.
Okay, and then like, finally.
It's like, Tamara had a falling out with Sydney. It's like, no shit. She's got to go. She has no storyline. Oh my God, we also saw Rapey Ryan without his beard. Her son.
Yeah.
Sorry. Do you not call him Rapey Ryan? No. Oh, it must just be a thing that me and my friends call him, and by friends, myself.
Okay. On that note.
Yeah, we gotta go. I gotta
go to bed.
If you guys have stuck with us, thank you so much. We will see you in 2 weeks when we are back here with a brand new
Instagram Live Sunday.
Instagram Live Sunday. We will update that closer to, but we would love for you guys all to join us. We're going to try to both be on this live. So we're going to see how technology works, but we hope you join us.
Oh yeah. I didn't think about that.
We'll figure it out. All right. Thanks everybody. See you in 2 weeks. See you on Sunday.
Bye.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but 5 times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.